some details about how we can help you get more commercial work. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Gabriel. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you and your father taking the call here. So from what I gathered from Charmaine's notes, you provide a more like site cleaning services, right? You, like construction sites, that type of work. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was a little sidetracked right now. Yeah, we mostly do like I told your friend right now earlier on the phone. We do residential and commercial, but we mostly do a lot of our work is commercial construction cleanup right now. But we're trying to establish more of a presence as a construction cleanup company rather than you know, a carpet cleaning business. You know, we do a lot more than just one thing.
Gotcha. And what about like office clean out or like move out clean out, things of that nature? Is that part of your core business or no?
Yeah, we definitely do all that too. Yeah, we do residential move outs, residential, you know, cleaning move ins.
Right.
Yeah, we do. We pretty much do it all, yeah.
But you're really wanting to focus on like some of these larger projects, not something that's just like a 2-hour job or something like that. I just want to make sure I'm on the right track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of like our money maker there, and that's what kind of where we want to have a stronger holding and online presence.
Okay. And do you do any other type of cleaning that we weren't already talking about, like air duct, anything like that, or is it just you said carpet cleaning? Is that a part of your core business too, carpet cleaning occasionally, or even though you don't want to take it on that much?
Yeah, carpet cleaning was at the core of our business. That's kind of how we started out. But yeah, we also do power washing, window cleaning, tile and grout. We have a contract with Don Tortaco now out here in the valley.
Okay.
The Mexican food restaurant. He's kind of popping them up all over the town. And now we're kind of getting into, you know, kitchen, you know, industrial kitchen cleaning.
Okay. All right. So great. So you're doing a lot of like different types of work that really you want to focus on, again, the industrial side of things, having a, you know, contracts with commercial based businesses as opposed to just dealing with a residential one-off type customer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to just let you know, obviously that's something that we can definitely help market towards. It's really just a matter of keyword establishment to really do that. But the other level and other layer that really helps, especially if you're dealing with businesses of that nature, is to have a website that's up and running that can be promoted. So what I did send you right now is two text messages from our 877 number. You do accept text messages on this 1538 phone number, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let me know when you got them. One is saying, you know, hi, Gabriel, this is John with Local Splash, just so you have contact information in the event we need to move this conversation to another day. But as far as the second message, it just shows you a sample website of what we provide. This is a part of our standard business offering. It is not an add-on charge or anything like that. But we do know that when clients are looking to grow through Google marketing, it is really important to have a portfolio of your work presented online. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally, yeah. I mean, people need, you know, the ethos.
Right. So did you get a chance to pull up that for superior pressure washing? I just want to show you a sample site. Clearly, this would be customizable to, you know, the service offerings you provide. This was just one of the items you just listed off that I, you know, want to show you a site of.
Yeah, I see it right here, yeah.
Okay. So let me know, again, aside from the photos and content, just knowing that's all customizable, the main focus for our clients is the structure, right? So when I show this to my clients, I just wanted you to see the structure. It's designed to where the logo, obviously, where it says Local Splash, that's replaced by your logo. But more importantly, when you scroll through the site, it's optimized for cell phone use. Do you notice that there's a click-to-call button at the top and bottom at all times when you're scrolling?
Yeah, I do like that.
The reason why we do that, Gabriel, as you may imagine, clients have become lazier and lazier over time. Remember back in the day when we used to pick up a phone book and actually find a business? None of that happens anymore, right? So you Google it, and then even after they Google it and find you, they don't even want to find your phone number on your website anymore. So that's why we make it easier for them. And we just put those two buttons there, not just one, because you never know where someone's eyes are. Are they at the top or bottom of their actual phone when they're scrolling? So, again, we just try to optimize it there.
I'm 22, and I'm guilty of that for sure.
That's okay. That's all right. No problem. But now, obviously, your father probably can understand the phone book analogy, even if you can't. That's okay. Understood. That being said, since you are of, you know, this current generation, tell me, what are your goals for online marketing? Because I imagine that's one of your avenues that you're looking into.
Yeah, like I was telling the person on the phone earlier, I forgot their name.
Charmaine, that's all right.
Charmaine, yeah. I was talking to her, and, you know, I was telling her that most of our work is word of mouth, and my father's business has been running up for about 23 years now with no website, you know. And so I'm just trying to find the selling point for us, because it's going well now, and kind of like with construction cleanup, it's not like, it's invite only, you know, with a lot of these things.
For sure.
It's invite only. And so I just don't see the relevance of having a website for something that's invite only. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying it's 0%, but yeah, I'm just trying to like see where it could.
That's fair. And I'll definitely go through the pricing with you. Obviously, we're not meant to break anyone's back financially, but I guess the one way I can kind of paint this picture is if that is your only business, and that is all you want, that's okay. But you've mentioned a lot of business offerings that I'm guessing are not invite only. Like you said, restaurant cleaning, as far as like industrial kitchens. You said commercial cleaning. You said move out cleaning. A lot of those things, correct me if I'm wrong, it is still something that is worth promoting online.
Definitely, yeah. Those don't fall in your lap, yeah. Someone has to find you.
Okay, so that being said, that's what we would promote. Don't get me wrong, we can still promote the thing that is your bread and butter, like construction site cleaning as well. That's okay too, but based on what you're telling me, you don't really even need us for that, right? And that's okay. It was more of a diversification effort, if that's of interest to you. And how we do that is by making sure that when people are looking for some of these keywords that we just discussed, you're found on the first page of Google for someone who doesn't know about you already. And then they'll check out your website and see your portfolio of work to further justify, you know, why they should choose you beyond what they may find under Google reviews. Because right now, if I look at all-in-one services in like Vegas, do you currently have like Google reviews? I didn't check yet. I was just asking.
I think at one point my dad got a guy to do a website, and they had it up, and some people left some Yelp reviews. I'm not sure if there's a Google review. I haven't checked in a while. Do you see anything?
Okay. And then you're at 40011 Deerfield Ave, right?
Yeah, that was a previous that used to be our home address, yeah. That was a previous house.
Okay.
We were at.
So here's what I see online, which if you do want to promote online can be a little alarming. Your business shows as being closed online. If I go to Google.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's something I'm sure, like, you don't want to have. That's usually what happens when you're dealing with a client, a provider that, for whatever reason, they just let the pettiness set in. And after your father stops services with them, they probably just put their, like, oh, yeah, they're closed for business or something like that, just to be jerks, to be fair.
Got you. Okay. So, like, is this something you would take care of us for?
Yeah. We're premier channel partners. We've been in business about 20 years right now with Google. So, basically, we do have some back channels to them. We'll make sure to walk you through every step of the process to say all-in-one services. Not only are they not temporarily closed, but they've been in business for over 23 years, which should be evidence on your Google business profile. It's not even there either. So, little things like that just to give potential clients of yours or customers of yours a little bit more peace of mind of understanding what you do. We'll make sure your website is active and linked to this profile. And then again, we grow it even further. So for example, if someone was looking for, let's say commercial, clean out services, right? Let's say something like that. Commercial clean out service in Las Vegas. I see clean commercial cleaning, right? They have a very easy to, correlate a business name. They're the first listing that's not paying for this. There's also like a window cleaning service that's up there. And then there's other things like Annie's cleaning services. So there's a lot of smaller outfits that have only been in business a couple of years that are already using optimization online just to get as many eyeballs as they can in the commercial cleaning space.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So you being in business 23 years, those type of things help us promote you even faster. But we do say this to our clients. It takes us about 30 to 45 days to start moving you up this list. So that way people can find you again when they're searching for what you offer. The other arm of what we do though is Facebook advertising. Do you have a Facebook site at this point?
No, we don't have a Facebook site. No, right? No.
Okay. Do you use Facebook at all, on our personal side, Gabriel?
My father does. I don't use Facebook anymore.
No worries. So again, another sign of the times, right? So the reason why we do advertising only on Facebook for our clients is because you just identified it. Who do you think we're trying to reach? The Gabriels of the world or the Gabriels dads of the world?
Yeah, the definitely different age demographic for sure. My dad said people that own houses. Yep.
Right. So we used to do IG. We even dabbled in TikTok and the whole voice, with, Alexa and whatnot, but none of those really hit the demographic that we're looking for. So we stick to Facebook marketing and Facebook works really well for this reason. You can start doing customized ads to really focus on your core business and say, hey, like you need a commercial clean out. We offer some sort of promotion, X, Y, Z. And then that way, the way it works is that someone, if they're searching on Google or some other platform earlier in the day or earlier in the week, I'm sure you've seen this, Gabriel, and I'm sure your dad's seen this, on your newsfeed on Facebook, sometimes that'll what scrolls through is an ad that's very, very specific to something you've already been looking for online. You've noticed this if you use IG or TikTok, for example. So these are retargeting ads. I'm sure you've heard the term, Gabriel, cookies. The cookies on the back end capture your search queries, and then that's how Facebook targets people. So a lot of our clients in your space, no matter who you're looking to target, they only use $100 of Facebook ads with us per month. And the reason being is the cost of a Facebook ad is about 5% of the cost of an equivalent Google ad. So the dollars just go a lot further. So that's what I was going to go into next, is to show you our pricing is not meant to break anyone's back. So if you want to start promoting the other types of things that you do beyond the construction site services, we can promote all of that online. We can get a website going that points out all these things and gets your portfolio really published online. And then start promoting you, just start driving you to the top of these lists alongside some of these other listers. And then finally, we'll run $100 of Facebook ads for you each and every month to promote it through that retargeting channel. All inclusive, those things I just mentioned, cost to you guys would be $249 a month. And it's a month-to-month program with no retainers or anything like that.
Got you. So $249 a month for what, optimized SEO?
Right, SEO optimization for the Google Map listings for whatever keywords you want, right? And then second level is the getting the website up and running that I sent you the link to. And then the third thing is $100 towards Facebook each and every month. And we'll build out your Facebook business profile because, as you mentioned, Gabriel, you don't even use Facebook. So I'm sure we could help with
right.
that.
Right, yeah. Okay, so it's the optimized SEO for Google. The website. So like with the website, is it just going to be a one page website, or I mean, what's the limit? Like what's the cap?
You saw the link, right? You can see on the services.
Yeah.
If you click on the cake on the left hand side, the three lines, on the services dropdown, I mean, it goes as many as you want as far as service offerings that you want to pull up.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying that you're doing that many, but obviously you can see that there's more than 15 there.
Right. No, I appreciate that. The amount is definitely a thing that I wanted on the website. And I was wondering if you guys could be able to do like, I'm not sure how, if you've seen, you know, businesses of our nature have, calendars, you know, like booking calendars on the website.
Correct. So if you are on, if you go to the site for, on a computer, right, not on a cell phone. On a cell phone, it's like call me or text, right? But on a computer, you have another link for Google reviews, and then you also have a contact us link that also allows you to capture their information, you know, similar to like a landing page where they enter name, phone, email, address, and message of whatever they want. And then we can also set up a schedule, an appointment link. That's something that's completely doable as well. Scheduling on your site is doable. That's how you want it.
Have you seen that backfire on people? Like, have you seen pros or cons to that? Like being able to book an appointment through the calendar?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it all depends on your type of business, right? Like if you want, you can set that up to where it's just as prominent as the phone number. But a lot of our clients will allow that to be more available only on the full computer-based version, right? Because on a computer-based version, the click-to-call is really less relevant because unless they have a headset on like myself, how can they click-to-call?
Right. Okay, so, I like that aspect of the mobile version having only the call and the text. I think that's cool.
Yeah, and then when you pull it up on a computer, you'll see it's a slightly different structure. So it is optimized for computer, tablet, cell phone, and even we went so far just to make sure Androids and iPhones have a different optimization. When you go on a tablet, there is a button that you can click that says schedule an appointment on this sample site just so you can see that. And again, it just gives you a sample idea of how we can program it no problem.
Okay. So,
do you get a lot of clients who do that? They schedule appointments with you, or how do they do it?
Yeah, so right now most of our booking goes through, you know, kind of like you were mentioning with the phone site, you know, just booking through text message or phone or through call, you know?
Right, right.
And then we have linked to a Google Calendar.
Gotcha. So, yeah, all that is capable to be done. I know that for a fact.
Okay, and so I had another question. What was my question? So would we be able to choose a customizable domain? Do we keep that domain, or is it like it kind of comes and goes as soon as we like stop using your services if, you know, something were to happen?
Excellent question. So, you know, God forbid you stop with us, right? We're meant to do marriages, not like one-night stands, right? So at that pricing, as you may imagine, we're not turning a profit for at least 9 to 10 months of you working with us, right? All that being said, because remember, every month you're getting $100 of that, $250 going towards Facebook. So, you know, we're not really pulling too much revenue directly into us from what you sign up for. But as far as if you stop, right, that question, if you stop, you can still maintain the website and domain. We would manage it as just being like a web host for you at this point, where we would change the website however you want. We would still be your liaison for everything website related, just not optimization related on the Google side of things.
Okay.
Or Facebook ads related, but we would still, again, give you the white glove for website only. That costs us $50 a month if you decide to stop everything else.
Got you. So your website management would just be $50 a month, but with the $249 deal, that's included in there.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So optimize SEO, the website, and then the $100 for the Facebook ads. So you guys will only run Facebook ads, or will you run like Instagram ads?
Remember, Instagram is not great for our field in terms of getting click-throughs and calls. Instagram is great more for like branding. Like you get people to remember you, right? Don't get me wrong. It's a good form of advertising, just not for direct, ROI.
Okay. Okay. That's a good note. Didn't know that. I could see that though, for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, okay. Instagram scrolling is more like eye catchy. You know what I mean? I mean, when you see Instagram ads, usually it's a video based.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's so, in a nutshell. Yeah. That's what we provide. I was just going to say the last thing I was going to mention is so how we work, right? So with Google, we have an agreement with them to make sure that we have a bare minimum optimization rate of 70% for our clients nationwide. So out of 10,000 plus clients, obviously we push for higher results, but that's our bare minimum requirement. The reason why I bring that up, Gabriel, is the way we're designed, we only work with one client per location, per service offering. So since you have a lot of service offerings, you definitely cover a lot of areas. And what we would do is we would lock out that area of those specific targets. So that way we're not working with anyone else in the Las Vegas region who does what you do. And the reason being, Gabriel, if you can understand the math, even if I send up two clients who do what you do for like commercial cleanouts, restaurant cleanouts, all those things, it would most likely set us up for a 50% success rate because one of you would be happier than the other. And that just doesn't cut it for Google's requirements. So in order to maintain our status on Google's platform, it is in our best interest to only promote you should you guys opt in with us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that was a question in the back of my mind, but I wasn't going to ask it.
No, you're good because, I mean, if you've ever dealt with, like, Angie's or anyone else, like, you know, they sell a lead to as many bidders as possible if you dealt with any of those type of platforms. We can't operate like that because, like I said, Google will literally kick us off their channel partner list if we start doing like cannibalization and whatnot. It's just not healthy for our business model.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that and I appreciate that. Okay, so I have your info here, Josh, right?
John, but that's okay. Sometimes it sounds like Josh when I say it.
Oh, I'm sorry. John.
No, you're good.
So, John, I have your info here, and I have your price and the three things you're going to offer. I'm going to talk to Gustavo about it, which he's the owner. But I like what I heard, and I think so what will be the next step if we agree to this? Like,
yeah, we didn't even talk about timeline, right? So that's important. So if you guys do move forward and hopefully you decide within this week, we do put soft holds when we're in contact. So since we're not in this far in the conversation with anyone else, I get to put a soft hold for 48 hours. So if you can decide by Wednesday, I'd appreciate it. If you can't, just let me know Wednesday and I'll do what I can. Okay? Is that fair so far?
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you do move forward, it takes us 7 to 14 days to go live on your Facebook ads and your website and get your Google Business Profile working to where it's in the right status again. As far as the actual listing on the map and moving up the list, it does take us usually 30 to 45 days. But in your case, you already have a listing, so it might move a little bit faster than that. We just need to get your listing corrected. If that makes sense. You already have the presence there. We just need to make sure it's the right representation of the company.
Okay. So for
1 to 2 weeks, you're going to be live on Facebook and the website. Yep, 1 to 2 weeks.
Gotcha. So 1 to 2 weeks live. Can we see when these ads are up and our website's up, can we see the traction it's getting or the engagement it's getting, or is that something like only you guys will be able to see?
Great question. That's the only way we can earn your business, right, is to make sure to prove it to you each and every month. So you have a back-end dashboard where you have full visibility of all analytics, impressions, click-throughs, and we also set up a tracking number. What that means to you is, when calls go into you, it's going to be a slightly different number from the number I'm speaking to you on. And that call will still go straight to you. It doesn't go to anyone else. It doesn't go to any intermediary, but it goes straight to you. But it allows us on the back end to track it, and that helps us keep ourselves accountable as well as you keep us accountable for if we told you 50 calls went through to you, it's because the data is there of every single phone number that clicked through from your website or called you from, you know, something that we helped you promote.
Got you. So that data is only from whoever's clicking through from the website.
It'll be the website, or the Google Business Profile, anything where your tracking number is showing. It'll record all calls, not record the words being spoken, but record the data of all the calls. So that way, if you miss someone for whatever reason, you'll be able to go into the dashboard and say, oh, I didn't realize this number called earlier in the day or something like that. And then you can just pull all that data.
Okay. So we can see live tracking. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing with a dashboard, we didn't, again, not something that we talk about too much, but just to let you know, like for convenience sake, we do want you to promote getting reviews. So in order to do that, we set up templates for email and texting where all you have to do is punch in the phone number or email address of your client that you serve. So that way they can just click on that, a link within the email or text and leave a review very quickly because you may haven't experienced this yet, Gabriel, but if you ask for someone for a review in person, just think about the steps they have to go through, right? They have to find your business online, then make sure it's the right one and double check everything, and then click to leave a review. So it's just, again, we know this historically, customers are lazier and lazier to do nice things, if that makes sense. But if they're mad at you, they're going to leave a review for sure, right? They're going to find you to leave a review if they're upset.
Yeah.
But the nice reviews are harder to... Right. So, and when you do your due diligence, I know you and your Gustavo should check out our website. You'll see we have about 1,000 reviews now. We're getting real close to that 1,000 mark. And the vast majority are positive. There are some people who are unhappy with what we do. And to be fair to you, Gabriel, marketing doesn't work for everyone, and mainly because of this, the level of effort that they think has to be put into it is zero. They think that they just pay money and then they do nothing, right? So I want to be clear on that too, Gabriel. We'll help you set up your Facebook page, but things like social media posting and things like that, we do not do that. That's something that, you know, hopefully you and Gustavo can handle or anyone else you appoint. To do like before and after pictures or anything that you need to do just to show the like frequent presence online. You follow me with that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just so, putting content out and stuff. I get you.
Yeah. So at this price point, we can't be social media managers as well. That just requires even more effort than what we're already putting in. But you know, some people expect the world at $250 a month. And so, you know, like I said, when you see our reviews, you'll notice probably, I'd say, 5 to 10% of the reviews. You may even see, I don't think 10%, but 5% or so of the reviews, you'll see someone saying something that is not perfect. We do our best to address all of those, but I just want to be clear to you, you know, that we're a real-life company. We're not someone who has, like, all these only perfect reviews online. That's just sometimes not quite realistic.
Yeah, no, definitely, John, definitely. Yeah, thank you for being upfront as well. I appreciate it. Yeah, and I was checking out your website, Local Splash, as soon as what was it? I'm so bad with names. I'm so sorry.
Charmaine, huh?
Your friend, Charmaine. Yeah, I've never heard that name before, so it's kind of hard to remember.
It's a unique one.
It is. When Charmaine told me about you guys, that's the first thing I did. I searched you up, and yeah, I like your guys' website. You guys seem very credible, so I'm going to talk to Gustavo, and I don't think he'll need much convincing because this was actually something we were looking to do for – this is one of our goals for this year, so this might be, you know, the jumpstart for us.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I do look forward to reaching out to you then on Wednesday, and if anything happens in the middle, in between, just let me know. Last thing I was going to ask you for, what's a good email address for you so you have everything in writing to just make it a little bit easier for you to – review with Gustavo.
Yeah, it's going to be the letter LV, Las Vegas, like LV, LV underscore all in one Gabriel@yahoo.com.
All right, give me about 10 seconds there, Gabriel. I'll send that over to you right now. And just to, again, reiterate, so we're not doing any contracts or anything like that. If you ever wanted to do something like a 3-month prepay or something like that, you definitely can. But, you know, we're not holding you to that. Okay. It gives you a little discount if ever that's something that interests you. But more importantly, I will let you know, even though we don't do any long-term, like, you must stay with us for 6 months or anything like that, there, when we do set up with the initial programming, there is a one-time setup fee, not meant to break your back. So it is $99, meaning if you started with us on Wednesday, that initial payment will be for $348. And then moving forward, pretty much on the first of every month would be $249.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, okay.
Cool.
I'll write that down too.
Awesome. All right, and again, anything else in the meantime, feel free to reach out. I just sent the email out to you from, it came from Jay Kyle at Local Splash. It says, Local Splash follow-up from John Kyle, Google and Facebook marketing.
I see it right here. I'm going to save it, put it in the folder so I can look at it tomorrow. And yeah, I'm going to talk to Gustavo. I think this is definitely within our budget range, and yeah, it seems like it's everything that we were trying to get to. So I'm just going to talk to him a little bit more about, you know, I guess the focus of what business we want to attract. Because like I said, you know, we're really into the contracts, and we have a sufficient team, but you know, we'd have to hire a couple more people to do more of that residential stuff. So I think that's just kind of where we're at.
Makes sense. Well, I will let you know on this too, Gabriel. So if everything works out on Wednesday, we do one more call after my call to you. So I'll reach out to you, whether it's from our 702 number or you reach out to me via text or email, and then I'll call right back. But on after Wednesday, our onboarding team would actually have another 30-minute call with you roughly, to really dig in deeper as far as like the service offering, the zip codes or city names that you want to work in. Cause I know it could be like Summerlin or Henderson around you, right? Not just Vegas. So
yeah.
So just little details like that to make sure that everything is hashed out, properly before we start building out your website and Facebook page and whatnot.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, let me talk to, like I said, let me talk to Gustavo and see, so we, you know, we don't kind of just come in, you know, with our hands behind our back with no information for you guys and no
right,
vision.
Right.
Yeah. So just so you guys have something to work with.
Right. Cool.
I know how it is. No, I know my dad, so I want to make sure we're on the same page. And
he's gonna ask you, he's gonna be like, are you sure Google's better than word of mouth? And he'd be like, well, only the world uses it. Right.
Yeah, literally.
Cool.
Yeah, I just want to make sure if we have it set up, it's going to work for us. And so I'm going to talk to him and convince him.
All right, I appreciate your time, Gabriel. Again, we'd love to, you know, love this story and really just how the second generation of this business is probably going to take a different angle, but be just as strong as when your dad set it up. So, you know, that's awesome. Yeah, we'll touch base Wednesday at the latest. If something comes up and you want to act tomorrow, you know, I won't say no if you want to reach out then, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
All right, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a good one now. Enjoy your evening.
You too.